Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
We've picked out some key articles today. The aim is to give you a clear, concise summary covering, you know, a mix of things. We've got current events, some science news, even personal development.
Great. Okay, let's jump into the first article then. This one's about a pretty astonishing bit of miniature tech. Students at a Chinese military university, they've developed one of the smallest drones known. It's bug-sized, weighs just 0.2 grams, measures only 2 by 3 centimeters. It's tiny. And it uses fluttering wings, not propellers, guided by a smartphone app.
Right. And the really remarkable thing isn't just the size, though that's amazing. It's the engineering. Controlling those fluttering wings on such a micro scale that's pushing boundaries. The article suggests it could be for, you know, information gathering on the battlefield, getting into hard-to-reach indoor spots. Now, some security experts are a bit skeptical about its impact in, like, real wartime situations, thinking about battery life, what it can carry. But others see potential where bigger drones just can't operate.
That scale is just mind-boggling. Makes you think about surveillance tech, doesn't it? So for your conversations with students, this is a great way to talk about ethics. You know, what about privacy with tech this small? What are the pros and cons?
It also really highlights how new tech isn't always seen the same way. You have experts with different takes on its actual use and impact. It shows there isn't always one clear answer right away. Good lesson in different perspectives.
Okay, so from tiny tech to a pretty big debate in public health. Our next article covers a lawsuit involving several major medical groups. We're talking the American Academy of Pediatrics, among others. They're suing Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over changes to COVID-19 vaccine protocols. They say his decision back in May, removing pregnant women and healthy kids from vaccine schedules, was arbitrary and capricious.
And when they use terms like arbitrary and capricious, they're essentially saying it lacked a solid evidence-based reason. Or maybe wasn't made with the right input from medical experts. The lawsuit argues these actions could endanger public health, maybe even break federal law. It really raises questions about how these big public health decisions get made, and the concern that experts might be getting sidelined, which could affect the whole vaccine system.
That sounds like a serious challenge. So a key discussion point here for young people could be about trust. Who do we trust for health information? Why is expert advice, scientific consensus, so important in public health?
Yeah, and another angle is how these policy disagreements can end up in court.
Yep.
It shows the role the legal system plays in resolving these big disputes, you know, checks and balances.
Right. Okay, well, after those heavier topics, let's maybe lighten the mood a little. Our next article, it's about ice cream and a surprising trend. So someone analyzed Google searches during National Ice Cream Month, and get this. Mango ice cream was the most searched flavor in 33 states. Beat out the usuals. Peach came in second, popular in 14 states, and pistachio was third.
And what's really interesting is why Mental Floss connects this mango surge to a TikTok trend. Apparently, there's this Chinese mango pop called Propitious. It went viral. You can find it in Asian grocery stores. Mm. It's just a fascinating look at how social media can really drive consumer choices, even for ice cream.
Huh. Mango? Who knew? Guess vanilla's got some competition. So when you talk with your students, this is a fun way to discuss social media's power, how trends on TikTok can influence pop culture, what we buy, what we crave.
Definitely. And you could also chat about the difference between searching for something online, maybe out of curiosity, and what people actually end up eating or preferring. Mm. What does that gap tell us about, you know, trends versus taste?
Interesting point. Okay, from modern trends, let's look back at some timeless wisdom. Today's quote is from Henry David Thoreau, the 19th century American writer. He said, "Our life is frittered away by detail. Simplify, simplify." The article gives some background. Thoreau wrote Walden about his simple life near Walden Pond.
Yeah, and Thoreau's impact goes way beyond just Walden. He was a big advocate for civil disobedience, wrote an essay on it that influenced people like Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., huge influence. He also actively supported the Underground Railroad. So the article kind of touches on how one person's conscience, their deep beliefs, can spark major social change.
That quote, "simplify, simplify," it really resonates today with everything going on. So a great discussion starter here is, what does simplify even mean in today's world? Especially for young people dealing with so much information, so many activities, what could it mean for them?
And building on that, you could explore the power of individual conscience, how standing up for what you believe in can actually lead to big movements, using Thoreau and civil disobedience as a real historical example.
Okay, shifting back now to current global events, the next article deals with the situation between Russia and Ukraine. It reports Russian forces launched a significant wave of air attacks, nearly 730 drones, 13 ballistic missiles aimed at central Ukraine. This happened as President Trump announced the U.S. would send more military weapons to Ukraine, which actually reversed an earlier order from his defense secretary to halt shipments.
And the article adds a couple more layers to that. It mentions President Trump also made some critical comments about President Putin regarding the attacks, which is somewhat rare, and Ukraine's President Zelensky. He reported that they mostly repelled the attacks. He also suggested Russia isn't really showing interest in a truce, despite peace talks happening. It shows how complex and, frankly, volatile things are.
It really does. This article opens the door to discussing the huge complexities of international conflict, you know, exploring the different perspectives, Russia's stated reasons versus Ukraine's experience, their fight for peace.
And also the role of the international community, things like diplomacy, foreign aid, how other countries get involved or offer support in these situations.
Right. Okay, for our final piece, we have a really heartwarming story. It's about individual initiative making a difference. A 12-year-old named Yuvi Agarwal started a nonprofit called Wild Tunes, his goal, to soothe shelter animals using music. He got the idea watching his own dog react when he played the keyboard. So he started volunteering at a local shelter, playing music for the animals, and saw they seemed calmer.
And it's grown from there. With his parents' help, Wild Tunes now has over 100 members in 3 cities. They're even planning to expand nationwide. Now, the article mentions the hard scientific data on music calming animals is still developing. But the volunteers really stress the value of the positive human interaction it provides, which is crucial. It's just a great example of creativity, empathy, making a real difference.
That is such an inspiring story to end on. For discussions, it's a perfect example of how anyone, even someone young, can take action, how they can make a positive impact in their community for causes they believe in.
Exactly. And it prompts thinking about different ways to show kindness to animals. Maybe exploring creative approaches like music therapy in places you wouldn't expect, thinking outside the box with compassion.
Well, we hope this run-through of today's articles from the Juice app was helpful. Hopefully it gives you some valuable insights and maybe spark some really good conversations with the students in your life.
So thank you for joining us for this deep dive today.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.